why do we as a church really take time to talk about things like relationships in a series and talk about finances and talk about health? Because all those things matter to live a Christian life that is victorious, right? It matters to do life. We're all doing life together, and so it matters to us as a church whose mission is not only to make Jesus known, but to empower and equip us to win in life. Because we don't want to be Christians who are really illiterate with our money. We don't want to be Christians who are having just messed up relationships. We don't want to be Christians who are now living a healthy life like God has called you. So our job is to constantly bring this into the body, pour this out, and it's our job to make sure that we take that, apply it in our lives, and live the way God called us to live. Now, the big why this series has been very important to us is 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 10 through 11 says, "For whoever desires to love life and see good days." Isn't that a cool thing? You want to see good days? Good days is good life, right? Now, good life is not being a millionaire, even though that is cool, right? Good life is not having a house with a lake view, even though that is cool, right? How many know you can have all that and have a bad life? Because the quality of your life is not determined by the house you live in, the car you drive. It's all determined by the quality of your relationships. So God says, if you want to live a good life, and see good days, let him do what? Keep his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. So tongue, it brings us back to the tongue, the words, what we say. Every mess in our lives goes back to the tongue. So God says, now this is why we have taken time to talk about relationships and communication here. Now I want you to see, verse 11, let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. The reason we've been talking about how to communicate, the reason we've been talking about how to have the skill of engaging each other is because we want to seek peace. How many know, if you've tested chaos, you know peace is better. Right? If you've walked into a house and there's silent treatment, you know getting along is a lot better than silent treatment in the house. Right? If you get to work and you just don't feel like walking into the doors, you don't feel like, man, I can't wait to get out of here, you know if you're enjoying the people you work with, it's a lot better than now feeling like you want to be at work. How many know that it doesn't take a lot to understand that peace is what matters, right? So the Bible says, let us seek peace and pursue it. Now, this kind of peace is not what God, it's not talking about the peace that God gives you. It's the peace that is horizontal, one to another. Make sense? God's peace is between you and God, but he's talking about the peace among ourselves, the peace between us, the peace in our relationships, okay? So let him turn away from evil, let him seek peace and pursue it. So we want to seek peace. So if we want to seek peace, then this is why we're taking the time to talk about this. All right, now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 15. This is just the foundation, and we're going to move on. But here's where most of what we've been talking about this series came from, that verse. Speak the truth in love. You can't just speak the truth without love, and you can't just stick in love and not speak the truth. And remember, we talked about the goalposts, like in football. If one end is truth, the other end is love, the ball only counts for a point if it goes through those two. And what matters in life, what counts, is if what we're saying is in truth and, all right. Romans 14:19 says, therefore let us pursue the things which make for peace. Which make for peace. And the things by which one may edify another. Do you know why there's so much stress in life? Do you know why there's so much stress in relationships? Do you know why? I was speaking with a couple just this week, and their relationship is really, really, really terrible. And I'm saying this because you probably don't know them. But for almost 2 years now, they're just enduring it for the sake of the children. But everyone is doing his own thing. They're not a couple. They're just like roommates, and they're like business partners. There's no relationship. And the wife told me, as kids are out, I'm out, because he doesn't want to do anything about it. And everyone is trying to avoid being home because other places are better than being home. And the reason is that they don't know how to seek what leads to peace. And God says, it's not my will that people live like that. I want them to seek for peace. You all probably know relationships in your life where there's no peace. They don't get along. So it matters, friends. I totally believe that when you don't have peace in your relationship, you're not going to be okay. You'll get a raise, but you're going to be not okay. You get the job, but you're not going to be okay. But when you got peace in your relationship, man, there's nothing as beautiful as that. And that's why we've spent this time talking about this stuff. And the Bible says, by which you may edify one another. Because one thing we've learned is not just about you, it's about the people in your relationship. Finding a way to edify one another. Amen. But now, Colossians 3:8, it says, but now yourselves are to put off these things: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. And we talked about that. That's part of what we talked about here. But I can tell you, I want you to pay attention to that filthy language. It's become the norm today, because if you try to watch a TV show, you try to watch a movie, filthy language is the norm. And relationships have suffered because of filthy language as well. Calling names, cursing people out and stuff like that. And it becomes the norm. But the Bible says, put out filthy language out of your mouth. All right? So at this point, I'm going to ask, we've been doing this and trying to show us, Kate, and Tom and Sanyu are going to come back up here. And they're going to do a little skit as we wrap up today. And can I give a little background to the story before you guys start? You guys can, you want to?